Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's WWE Monday Night Raw After Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another after show for Monday Night Raw right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm not Johnny LaQuasto.
You're not.
I'm not.
No, not even a little.
I'm Kathy Kelly, and Johnny is out this week. He is out of town, but joining us, as per usual, Dale Rutledge.
Hey, that's me.
That is you.
That is me. Johnny had to go make that chingle chingle.
Yeah.
No.
Making some money. And then sitting next to Dale, Eric Barnes.
Hello. Greetings. Everyone.
Hey! When did you get here?
We're
just going to do this for a while. You go ahead, Kathy.
Awesome. So, Raw this week in England.
Oh, such a good crowd every time.
So freaking good.
They were on top of everything.
They love everything.
Except good guys.
Except, yeah. That's true. Forget the party bus. Just bring this crowd everywhere that Raw goes.
Yeah.
Apparently there was swaggering going on. I mean, they were just singing the Adam Rose theme song the entire time, basically.
Pretty much.
Their own soundtrack. They brought it.
Yep.
It was good.
If you want a gimmick to go, go to England.
True.
That's true.
It worked for Fandango.
If it's a good gimmick.
Yeah.
I guess.
Dancing gimmicks and party gimmicks.
They love them.
Yeah.
It's good.
I dig them.
And B&B. Can't go wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
He barely came out.
And 3&B. They were into them.
That's true.
The Union Jacks, not 3&B anymore.
I apologize. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Union Jacks.
Their yearly gimmick.
But they did get a good Raw tonight. We started with the Wyatt family coming to the ring. It's completely dark. All we see, cell phones everywhere.
Yes.
Such a good, creepy start.
I love it.
In his hands. Every time.
They start singing that song, and Bray talks about how his teacher, when he was growing up, said she knew he was going to be evil. And he said that he's actually the necessary evil that must exist in this world to balance everything out.
Yeah, that entire promo just reminded me of the Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the Wall, part two of the whole We Don't Need No Education. Teachers, leave them kids alone.
He was like, Miss Teacher Lady, look at me now.
Yeah, look at me now, teacher.
I remember.
I'm as evil as you say I am.
In second
grade. I'm a brick in the wall.
My teacher told me that I couldn't draw, and it ruined me. Scarred me.
What a B. Yeah.
I know.
Can you draw?
Yes, I'm very good at drawing.
See?
Sweet.
Suck it, teacher.
Yeah. Teachers don't always know.
No. They tried to make me be right-handed for a very long time.
You're a lefty?
Oh, I'm a lefty.
I'm a lefty, too.
Yeah. Lefty high five.
Teachers tried to make me a singer.
How did that go?
I said no.
No.
And moved on with my life.
Teachers don't know anything.
They're just trying to get through the workday. Let's be honest.
They try to make some chingle chingle, right?
My teacher. My parents are both teachers. I can't hate them too much. But for the most part, yeah, you're right.
I mean, there's special occasions for sure. But mostly about that chingle chingle.
This teacher was right, though, because she said that Bray was evil. And he kind of is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He admitted it.
Yes.
She was dead on.
My tongue is a scorpion's tail. It was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have Johnny to do the impression, so.
I know. We should have had a call in or something.
I know. You can do him the rest of the night, Eric, since my Bray is.
Yeah.
No Bray at all.
I don't have one.
I'm halfway decent. I cannot touch Laquasto, but I'm all right. I do a decent Bray Wyatt, John Cena.
That was like a sleepy
Everyone
Bray.
Knows that I'm evil, but I'm a necessary evil. But let's move on to the next segment.
Yeah. So Bray continues and he says that at Payback, he'll be the last one standing or no one will ever stand again.
In the history of the world.
One. We will all have to crawl everywhere.
And he says that tonight Luke Harper is going to put John Cena down. Then Cena's music hits. Cena shows up out of nowhere in the ring, and A is Bray.
Yeah.
A.A. Bray.
A.A. Bray.
A.A. Bray.
Yeah.
From behind, which is...
Our hero, John Cena.
A.A. out of nowhere.
A.A.
Attacks a defenseless Bray Wyatt from behind.
That seems weird.
He outsmarted him, though. It wasn't a mean thing. It was just outsmarting Bray Wyatt, because that's how you have to stay ahead of the Wyatts.
The evil people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fighting evil with evil. Yeah. I see. Okay. I can see that.
We get an update from the announcers. They say that Daniel Bryan underwent successful neck surgery last week. And unfortunately, he still is out indefinitely. Uh-huh. So they question what is the state of the WWE World Heavyweight title.
It is a good question. I'm very interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait until... Well, let's not
we hear a little bit about it later tonight, but it's still kind of indefinite.
Yeah, we'll apparently get an answer next week on Raw.
But it seems like it was a nerve ending situation, not a disc, is what I heard.
Which is a good sign.
Yes.
Very good sign. In fact, possibly, you know, don't quote me, but I've heard possibly if things go well, maybe just 6 weeks.
Wow. That's awesome.
Which is amazing for a neck recovery.
They said last week that it would be 2 to 3 months, and it sounded like from, you know, the internet rumors that they were playing up how bad the injury was so that...
Or just being cautious.
Yeah.
You never know. Like Johnny said, you get in there and you don't know what you're working with until you're there.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't commit one way or the other until they cut them open.
Yeah.
So
scary.
Yikes.
But we'll find out next week.
Yeah. In the ring, Paul Heyman there with Cesaro. Heyman calls all the fans in the crowd wannabes. We should have started the podcast
if
with wannabe.
My lover.
Spice Girls.
Too little, too late.
Oh, I know. God. I missed opportunity.
Isn't Too Little, Too Late also a song?
Not from the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay.
When Two Become One.
To Become
One. That's the one. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Totally
forgot their discography.
How dare you?
I have not. Anyways.
But yeah, Heyman getting on his back and just be like, he's like, who am I? No, not your queen finally dying.
Oh, God. He says, I'm the Undertaker at WrestleMania, but unlike him, I can sit up.
I love that he's still dragging that on.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 months now.
The
almost.
Fans love it and hate it at the same time. Yeah. Just my client, Brock Lesnar.
My client, Brock Lesnar.
The crowd was doing it with him this week.
Yeah,
too.
They were just singing along with the Heyman like they did with The Rock back in the day.
Yeah. And he continues and says that tonight, Sheamus will be emasculated by Cesaro.
That's... Yeah.
No?
That's not a PG image.
Okay. Well, Stephanie emasculates Triple H every week.
So that's for darn sure.
Yeah, that's true.
So, it happens.
Always nice to have Heyman on the show.
Always nice to have Paul Heyman on the show.
You got to get
If you want to beat Brock Lesnar, you got to go beat the streak.
Oh, dear.
You are Steven, a wannabe though. Singer?
Maybe my teacher was right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wrong.
Anyways.
Sheamus versus Cesaro.
Wait, isn't there that part where they're like, if you want to slam, slam?
I can't sing.
It was body slamming.
Yeah. Oh.
Who knew? Mm. Spice Girls, they WWE knew. Fans.
They mm-hmm. are. Yeah. I think they are. So. Like the rest of the UK.
I mean, probably. Mel B, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Mel B, yeah.
She's great.
Isn't she? What's she on?
Mel C was the one that was fighting everyone. She was the one that was kicking.
Oh, yeah. She always had that kick.
What about Sporty Spice? Didn't she kick a lot?
That's Sporty Spice, that's yeah, Mel C.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Mel C.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
okay. Same person.
They have I thought Mel B is scary.
Mel B is Scary Spice.
Okay. Yeah.
This is taking up a lot of our wrestling podcast.
Hey, wrestling. So, Cesaro versus Sheamus.
Let's talk about Cesaro versus Sheamus. Cesaro C. Oh. No.
Lots of.
This match really spiced up my life.
lots of smacking, lots of hits to the gut.
Yes. So these two also had a match on Main Event this last week that was really amazing. But during this match, Heyman ends up distracting Sheamus by yelling at the ref and then throwing his jacket into the ring. Cesaro capitalizes on this, and he German suplexes Sheamus. Ends up winning.
For the win.
Yeah. Post-match, Sheamus tries to shake Cesaro's hand, but he refuses and walks away. What do you guys think of this match?
More, awesome. Please.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, they can both go. I love that Cesaro kept taking breaks, you know, like mm-hmm. you just get out of the ring, get some Heyman hustle from the outside. And I mean, just so many great moves. There's like that shoulder block from outside of the ring into the ring, which mm-hmm. was great. Yeah, I don't know. It looked like it was worked pretty stiff overall,
oh, yeah.
too. Like
it was worked two. Very snug. Both guys, they know how to lay it in, and they know how to take it. So
yeah.
Might as well, right?
I could definitely see this again.
Yeah. Those sure. uppercuts were intense this week, too.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then we haven't seen Sheamus get swung yet, have we?
I don't think so. No.
I would like to see that.
Yeah. I would, too. Sheamus swing.
Not a real heel turn still from Sheamus, though. We're not really seeing...
Yeah, it's non-committal.
Uh-uh. I mean...
We talk about this every week, how there's that gray area now between face and heel.
Yeah. So, but I'd really like to see him just take that and run with it a little more.
You
just
want him to be heel?
Well, yeah. I want him to be something.
Yeah.
And that middle ground that he was kind of just floating about, as we've said before, was just kind of boring. So I'd love to see him do
he's
more.
He's not well-liked enough to be a babyface, so might as well turn him heel. I mean... He's going up against the heel Cesaro, which granted he's over, but not a lot of cheers from him. Mm. Then again, they are in England, and he's an Irishman, so what do I know?
But great match. Definitely, I could see a belt being involved in this one day. Or you know, these are two future guys. I've definitely said that before, too, but I love to see these guys in the ring.
Agreed.
Definitely. After this match, we get an announcement that the Shield versus Evolution match at Payback will be a no-holds-barred match.
Oh, yeah.
Elimination as well.
Elimination.
Yeah.
Fun. That means longer. Longer's a good thing with this.
Talk about things that I don't mind seeing. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thumbs up.
And we don't see a ton of elimination match stuff. We had the pre-WrestleMania match was elimination, but that kind of snuck up on us.
Yeah, and Survivor Series, which used to fill in that elimination fix, mm-hmm. is pretty much donezo when it comes to those type of matches. So I'm really...
Which Reigns actually made a great run at this
yeah,
last one.
Yeah, this
kind of his thing. But yeah, I think this is a great way to continue this feud, and I also love being able to see these guys sort of take each other out individually to see how this builds up into who are going to be the last two.
Yes, yeah. More.
So speaking of the Shield, last week Roman Reigns cut his eye open.
Ew, yeah.
Heck of a gash, and they show pictures tonight on Raw. That one that he posted on Twitter, and then one semi-graphic one of him getting stitched back up by the WWE medics.
Nine sutures, I think it was.
Nine sutures. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah.
It did not look pretty.
Nope.
And now, I mean, tonight he had that huge black eye to go along with it.
Yeah, little residual bruising.
But I don't know. In a way, it's kind of great for the storyline to have things like that happen, just because then you
they played it up. It's like, this is the worst you can do?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I would not be happy about that.
No.
No.
It's not fun when it happens, but afterwards it's kind of cool to walk around. I speak as a guy that I did split my left eye open playing football. Yeah,
do you have a scar? I can't see it.
It was literally underneath my eyebrow. I'm sure you can barely see it from here or anything, but it was...
Did Dale, can you see it?
I can see a little something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of a badass look for a little a few weeks, you know.
I used to have an eyebrow ring, and it got kicked out at a show. Somebody was crowd surfing, and they kicked my face.
Ooh.
Kicked my eyebrow ring right out. So I have a little scar on the eyebrow, too.
We're scar buddies.
Scar buddies.
When they rub their eyebrow scars together.
Vikings. The new tag team for WWE.
What was our tag team name officially again?
Oh, shucks.
I don't remember. I
forgot what that was.
All right, tweet us our tag team name again.
Eric Barnhouse and Dale Ruffledge.
That was marginally close, even.
They can be the Scar Brothers for now.
Scar Bros.
Scar Bros.
Eric.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, ich spreche Deutsch. Aber meine Deutsch ist nicht sehr gut.
Oh, you're rolling your R's in German. They don't do that.
Steven, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, ein bisschen. Ich kann Deutsch sprechen.
Ich spreche nur ein bisschen Deutsch.
Well, I already said meine Deutsch ist nicht sehr gut.
Sehr.
Well, that's the only time I can ever roll my R's.
Sehr.
Sehr.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Du bist ein Scheichkopf, Eric.
Oh.
Can I swear when it's in German?
Apparently you could. I mean, that was hurtful.
I just did. I'm just kidding.
Couldn't see if you're... zum Raw Gebäck. Crap, I forgot it. Can we get back to Raw?
Natasha
Raw tonight.
Tonight we had special German commentators instead of the Normas.
You
can't
speak
English anymore.
Oh, and you were calling me.
I know. We had German commentators instead of the Spanish commentators tonight.
You're calling me a Scheißkopf.
Anyways.
It was kind of interesting. Yeah. Have we had a German announce table before? I know we had...
They said this was the first time ever.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? It didn't get broken.
I know. Alicia Fox is the only one that really...
So, pretty much, this tells me... And, yeah, the English one got messed with, but not the German
one. Not the German one, yeah.
That tells me WWE considers the German announce table to be more sacred than both English and Spanish. Especially Spanish.
I think they just didn't want to do that to them on their first time.
Yeah,
take it a little
easy. Yeah.
Don't scare them off.
When did we have a French announce table? Wasn't that relatively recently?
I think they used to do that in the UK. Because I remember one of the Rougeau brothers was one of the commentators.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was for Quebec.
I don't know.
In France.
Anyways, kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Next match, we have Ryback versus Big E in the first of the Beat the Clock challenges tonight for the IC title shot, which will be at Payback. So this Beat the Clock challenge, the two biggest dudes on the roster against each other, I guess, except for Mark Henry, but he's later on. So these guys battling it out. Big E ends up winning at 5:02. To set the pace.
Nothing like having the two meatiest guys with the worst cardio on the roster to have the longest of the Beat the Clock matches.
Well, I think they said it on announces that both of them, they're pretty fairly matched up against each other. So it's going to take them longer to beat one another as opposed to if it was some huge guy. And
But I just find it funny compared to all the others. That backstage they decided to have the two guys that are best suited for 2 minute style matches to go the longest.
It was interesting that the crowd was more hot for Ryback than they were for
Big E.
Yeah,
I don't know if Big E has a
hot for Ryback.
Ryback. I don't know what Big E's going to do next, but he's another one that, like Sheamus, he needs some kind of character development.
I thought that they were getting some form of juice going with him and Rusev because he saved Hacksaw last week, but they didn't follow up on that.
But then he realized he wasn't watching Raw on TV anymore, so he had to go back to that.
That's right.
He needs to figure out how to incorporate his personality that we see on social media into his character.
He's an entertaining guy.
Yeah.
Love him.
I mean, we've seen little snippets like when he was a, guest commentator months and months ago and then when he was doing backstage segments. But I feel like we all, as fans, we want to see more of that.
Yes.
He had a great thing on Instagram where he did a video of, him and the belt, they were like, I think he was kissing or something. They were like hanging out, basically like a pseudo date that he went on with the belt, like a Throwback Thursday kind of thing.
I still awesome. Remember one of the WWE backstage things on YouTube, and he was the last one asked a question about an angle he wasn't involved with while he was at catering, munching on a kielbasa, and he goes, I'm hungry. I'm eating a kielbasa. This is some high-quality sausage here. And you interrupt me to ask me about, and I forget what he was asking about, but he just kept going on about the sausage. And then when Daniel Bryan joined the Wyatt family, he was asked about that, and he said, looks like Mama Wyatt has another beard to comb.
Aw.
So the guy's witty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a funny dude.
Yeah. So show that, please.
Yeah. Please. We'd all like to see it. So, after this, we got a video package of the charitable work that WWE does. This week, they were showcasing how a lot of the NXT talent got to help out with the Special Olympics training. They invited a lot of the athletes to the Performance Center down in Orlando before they compete in the Special Olympics.
So cool.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of good guys down there. It was Xavier Woods and Corey Graves and Eva Marie was there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was really nice. I love that they do these different things that are part of the community and giving back.
Yeah.
Just like building the playground at WrestleMania and that kind of stuff and all their Make-A-Wish. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, say what you want. WWE, you know, whether it's for press or whatever reasoning, it doesn't matter. The fact is they do a lot of good stuff for the public.
And yeah. I think that it also, on top of them doing the good deeds, it inspires other people to want to give back in their own communities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So...
Props to them.
Yes.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
R-Truth comes out to his rap with the Funkadactyls, but no Xavier Woods.
No Woods.
No.
And I'm loving the yellow on the Funkadactyls.
Yeah, the girls look good.
Yeah.
Not that they ever really look bad,
yeah,
let's be honest.
They always
look
good. But yeah.
This was a good appearance for them, of which I thought would be a match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a match. Yeah.
Fandango comes out with Layla. And then after this, Summer storms to the ring, steals a kiss from Fandango, literally steals. She forces her tongue down his throat, and then a catfight ensues between Summer Rae and Layla. Hair pulling is involved.
So much assault.
Yeah.
I mean, Layla had just been all up in that, too.
Yeah. I know.
So it's, yeah.
Literally sloppy seconds.
Slobber seconds. Jeez.
So Fandango ends up having to pull Layla away from Summer Rae, and they retreat. We don't get a match between R-Truth and Fandango.
No.
Unfortunately.
Hey, I liked it, though. I mean, it was a good cat fight, and like a lot of the stuff that they were doing, it looked pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I guess this is a build to
something. If it leads to something, mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
It was also nice to finally see Summer back, because we've been hearing about this storyline for a couple weeks now, but we haven't seen her since she was, I believe, filming Marine...
Four.
I was going to say seven. I don't know.
Might as well be.
Yeah, I guess she's done. So hopefully Miz is back on his way. Yeah. Sometime soon, because I'd like to see... No Sandow this week.
Yeah, no Sandow.
After all that last week.
No disgruntlers.
No disgruntlers, so...
Maybe that'll be the complaint last week. I didn't even get to go to England.
It'd be a good one, but weird to like, pop it off and then...
Yeah. They should film, like, they should have filmed a promo of him on a plane, and he just takes the mic from the stewardess while she's, like, doing the in-flight instructional. She's like, please make sure to fasten your seatbelts tight across your lap. And he's just like, excuse me.
You will fly in silence. Yeah, have him on the big bus tour going through England, like, taking the mic.
I should be in first class.
But, not with all you peons.
Maybe that's on the app, which we found out. We get a West Coast app finally. So
yay.
We'll have to play with that next week.
Yeah. A man of my size prefers an aisle seat.
Poor Sandow.
Yeah, poor Sandow.
After this, we get another bow package. I believe this is a new one. In this, he says that genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. Consider him the 1%.
Coming to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to SmackDown
on Friday.
Finally doing a little something.
But we know everyone hates the 1%.
We are the 99%.
The rich people.
We're the sweaty people.
The end of your battery life. 1% sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But Glad he's going to be getting in the ring, or at least being there live. So whatever.
Glad we're just finally going to get to see him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows up, says something inspiring, and leaves.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
But this is Bo 2.0.
Mm.
He's back.
2.0 Bo?
2.0 Bo.
Mm.
Tosh.0 Bo?
No. Tosh.0 Bo.
We get some news. Total Divas has been renewed for season 3. And Dale, you said earlier that Rosa Mendez is actually going to be joining them for
Yeah,
next
Rosa
season.
Mendez is confirmed as a new cast member. I don't, as far as I know, they haven't announced anyone leaving the cast.
Okay.
I think they're just adding Rosa Mendez. So, you know, another blonde to the show.
Yeah.
Although she could be back to black by the time it films, who knows.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't seen her. She was at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and then I think nothing else.
Well, I think we'll see a lot more of her once season 3 airs.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
And while they're filming.
Oh, yeah.
So, but good for her, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Eva Mendez doesn't, I mean, Eva Marie doesn't know how to wrestle, and she's on the show, and I'm totally okay with it at this point. Like, she's good for Total Divas. Yeah. I don't know Rosa Mendez that well. I mean, she never really got a ton of screen time. The most
we never
was
really
she
got
was,
to see her personality, yeah.
No. Yeah, maybe
when she
was
with ADR a little bit.
When she was with Primo and Epico,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It was the most that we saw her. But True. Even then, it wasn't on the microphone.
No,
too
she
much.
Just showed up, danced well, yeah. And then that was kind of it.
So, yeah, good for her. They're confirmed for 10 episodes, and then they'll see if they get an extension on top of that.
Right on.
Speaking of Total Divas, we do an after show here at AfterBuzz, which, Dale, you have been a part of the past couple weeks.
Yep. It's actually a lot of fun, and it's a lot quicker than this show.
Total Divas is not 3 hours
yeah,
long
Yeah, that's
every
for
week.
Sure. But, yeah, I had a great time today. It'll be up tomorrow on YouTube, and I'll be there next week as well.
Right on.
So, Daniel Bryan's music hits... Husic hits?
His Husic mitts.
Daniel Bryan's music hits. Stephanie comes out yesing all the way to the ring. The crowd starts chanting no. They hate it.
It was a combination of chanting of no and just a collective.
They're like...
I mean, he just had surgery.
I know.
Yeah.
They think he was going to hop on a plane to the UK?
No, it wasn't.
But I think it's just one of those, reactions, like your Pavlov's dogs, where you hear,
right?
Ding, and it's like, Daniel Bryan's music hits, and you're like, yes! No.
Oh, wait,
Yeah.
But she didn't call him out.
And there probably were a handful of fans that are thinking, oh, no, Stephanie's going to be talking.
She's great.
She does a bad British accent, though.
A really bad Wade Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid she's got a bad accent.
Mm-hmm. She says she's contemplating stripping Daniel Bryan of the title and giving it to Kane, maybe? Or Bad News Barrett, which the fans seem to like since he's from there. Or Batista.
Boo.
No. But then she says that she's not going to strip it from him, but he has to show up at Raw next week and personally surrender the title. Will he be better, or?
I mean, I don't know exactly where they are next week. I think they're back in the States.
Yeah. Right?
So, I mean, we'll definitely see him. I mean, I think he'd be well enough to stand
appear,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll appear.
But
they wouldn't have announced him personally surrendering the title if...
Well,
if he didn't show up.
If she says, oh, well, he didn't show up, so I guess we will strip it from him.
Well, that could happen. Yeah, but.
You think they're going to take the title from him? Do you think? I mean, I know storyline, it feels like he's going to show up and then there's this thing, but do you think they'll actually take it?
Honestly, it could create a new kind of, it refreshes him almost.
Because we're not going to go back, at least in my opinion, you're not going to revisit Kane. If he's gone for 6 weeks or maybe a little more or a little less, either way. That's a good chunk of time to forget that he was... Because the Kane thing didn't really happen for very long.
No. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't see that coming back right away. They could revisit it later. But, yeah, I think it might be nice to give it to somebody else and have Brian come get it again.
I don't know. I think they'll have him still keep it and either defend it at a later date, or maybe he will be able to make it to payback. And they'll just do a smoke and mirrors... type match in which he won't have to bump or something.
But Payback is next week. I mean, it's the Sunday after Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
It's June 1st. Or
yeah.
I don't think that's going to
be. And it is May 19th.
Yeah.
Oh, May 19th. The day See No Evil came out.
Is it?
Years ago.
Huh.
I only know that because of that dumb storyline in which Kane goes crazy whenever he heard the date May 19th.
Did they say that Mark Henry's birthday was today or something? May 19th?
Andre the Giant.
Okay. Yeah.
May 19th and possibly May 20th
because
he was that large.
I was a really fat baby.
Were you?
I was 9 pounds, 9 ounces.
Wow.
It's a chunker.
Well, you grew into it well, Kathy.
Indeed.
Still 9 pounds and 9 ounces.
No. Nailed it.
Not even close. So
we gotta get swimming along.
You look at least 12 to 13 pounds.
Oh, thanks. So 3MB comes out, but they are not 3MB this week. They are the Union Jacks.
Yeah.
Special for UK. Unfortunately, Hornswoggle is not there.
MIA. Mm. And it's only Slater that's wrestling, so they don't even really all get in the ring there. But he goes to speak, and he barely gets anything out.
Yeah. Lana's music hits. She comes out, struts around a little bit.
She did do a little victory lap there.
And then says, similar to Mindless America, just says, like, that... The UK is just as dumb as Americans are. And that America's future will be Russia taking over. And they show the White House. And the American flag turns into a Russian flag. And then she says, England will be no different. The visuals were great during that.
Yeah, it showed Buckingham Palace turning the British flag into, again, a Russian flag.
Yes.
It's so corny. I love it.
It's great.
It was good.
She talks about Putin some more. Or Johnny would say, Putin.
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 Why is Putin in every week?
Because he's so hated by a lot of Americans. And
I think it's because of the picture.
It is.
That is just a very...
unflattering.
It's a human and ostrich hybrid. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Just a stern-looking ostrich man.
Yeah. So, Rusev comes out after his introduction, and his match is against only Heath Slater. Before the match even starts, Rusev and Slater start going at it. The bell rings, and Slater actually gets a little bit of offense before Rusev locks in the accolade.
Three whole punches
One but that's kick, the most that we've ever seen kick. Against Rusev, I feel like, other than a little bit from Xavier Woods and R-Truth before the last pay-per-view, but...
Yeah, I mean, the crowd was hot for Slater, too.
Yeah.
It was nice to see. But I don't know. He's kind of the Zack Ryder as well, where I don't know if that comeuppance is going to happen.
No, it won't. But squashed by Rusev.
Rusev crush.
Rusev crush.
Yeah.
Hey, at least it was a white guy.
Yeah. At least it...
Because that was getting, some dangerous territory.
Yeah. Backstage, we get a Shield promo, and Reigns talks about how he got 9 stitches in his eyebrow, but is that all you got, Evolution? He says, you keep trying to knock us down, and we keep standing up. Then Rollins says, Batista tried to end his career last week, but tonight he won't make any mistakes. Believe that, Batista.
Oh. Or Beardista.
Beardista.
Yeah.
Baby hair Tista.
He is balding, I guess, huh?
I guess, yeah.
I didn't notice that till this week.
Batista from the neck up looks like he's just giving up.
Aw.
That's fan.
He's mean. Why do you say that?
He's just growing a hobo beard, not even shaving his head. He's like,
that's not a hobo beard.
He's a movie star.
He can do what he wants.
Technically, yes.
Man, I'm excited for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Me too.
Just
gonna
FYI.
Be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good and fun.
Batista and Hornswoggle, the movie stars of the year.
Yep.
Good on you guys.
Mm-hmm. So, next match we have RVD versus ADR in another Beat the Clock Challenge match. Before the match starts, ADR says, the future of our planet depends on him being victorious tonight.
Which means we're doomed.
Yep.
Or he thinks he's in Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not sure.
I would pop so hard if he was.
Oh, man. Just a little cameo from ADR.
Yeah, he just shows up. Where's a space scarf?
Anything would look better than that. Diaper look he had going on.
Yeah,
tonight.
don't do the gold diaper anymore. Mm-hmm.
The no knee pads with that particular cut.
Yeah, no,
not
stop it.
Out.
Don't
not
do
working.
It. No, nope.
Sloppy.
No. Terrible.
But we do see Big E backstage watching
again.
This match.
Back to the old grind for Big E. No soda, no snacks.
No nothing. No. Just in no chair. Yeah. Still standing and watching. As if he never lost the Intercontinental title.
Yep. When I interviewed him for Wrestling Compadres, I asked him about that, and he was like, yeah, you'd think they'd at least give me a chair.
Yeah.
He's like, they're testing my quad strength.
Stand on your mark. You know exactly which one it's.
Yeah. You know what to do.
You know what to do. And occasionally nod knowingly as you watch.
I love thinking that it's actually, the TV is actually off and they just superimpose. Yeah. And he's just staring at a blank screen.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. One of my favorite things in wrestling is whenever they do that shot of the guy watching the match, they have to be like, okay, act like you're watching. So they have to go, yeah.
I think they are watching.
No, they are, yeah.
Oh, they are, but they're told to nod your head.
Right,
or
like really into
or
it.
Be like, oh, I got it. Point at it and react to what they're doing. Like no human ever really does when they're watching TV alone.
I do.
You haven't seen me watch Dolby.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
I get involved.
but so overly animated, I guess.
No, I agree with you. Yeah.
He's like, oh, look at Natty's cat. So cute.
Did she really paint that painting? Speaking of people who need a repackage, they are in need.
The crowd was so flat for this.
Ricardo has been wrestling down at NXT recently.
Has he?
Nice. So.
He's not needed at the German announce table, I presume.
No.
yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Nine.
Nine.
I see.
So ADR or RVD has to beat 502. RVD ends up winning with a roll up at 415, and he is now the one to beat.
Yeah.
5 seconds shy of his favorite number.
Yeah. Why do I have a feeling he was aiming toward that? And then there was some snafu somewhere.
But in true Stoner style.
He should have just looked at the clock for 5 seconds like Henry did during his match
later tonight. A couple seconds too long.
He's like, come on, man. Yeah, I don't know. The crowd definitely slept on this match. RVD, I don't know. I don't know.
I was saying this in the room. I don't particularly care if we beat the clock because of a couple reasons, but one of the main ones is for matches like that, like the one with Big E versus Ryback, the clock has been established, the crowd is trained. I really don't have to care unless this goes into the last final minute or final 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then I'll react. I can just check my phone and not worry.
My only counter to that is that if they do, like he won with 47 seconds to spare on this one, with a roll-up, I think, right? So it does allow for a bit of a surprise when they get you early in the
clock. That's true, but that's the thing, is that it's a surprise. There's very little anticipation.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you might snooze through the first half. And
yeah, they just look at their phone and they're 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's over.
I could see that. But it just depends. Like, this match I thought was worked well, but like Kathy said, when Mark Henry was just, like, staring at the clock for a good 4 seconds, like, okay, obviously you're trying to run the clock down.
I only have 16 seconds?
Yeah.
10 seconds?
Come on, buddy, you're on TV. We can see you.
Backstage, Renee interviews Cena, asks if he has a game plan for tonight, and he responds and says, my plan is the same as it was last week. Invite the Usos. Keep it fair. Keep the numbers the same. Smart plan.
Yeah. Smart plan, yep.
It's a good plan.
That's a way to beat Bray. Mm-hmm. Outsmart him.
You think we're going to see Usos versus Harper and Rowan?
I hope so.
That'd be nice.
I want to see it. Want to watch it.
Yeah.
Then the three of them do the Wolf of Wall Street chant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I think Kathy left.
Yeah.
I was looking at him.
I thought this was 6 months too late since Wolf of Wall Street is now on Blu-ray.
Maybe he just recently
saw
it.
Still relevant.
But I would have preferred that. I thought, and I was getting excited at first, I thought that Cena was about to do the Usos Haka that they do before the entrance.
Right. It wouldn't have been as out of the blue, at least.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. It just was really random.
Just out of place.
Yeah.
No context.
And I hadn't seen The Wolf of Wall Street, so I had to ask you guys what the hell was going on.
What?
Well, I got
I think even if you haven't seen it, it makes sense. It's just like we're together doing this thing.
Yeah, but I just had no idea what was going on. I was like, did they join a cult when I went to the bathroom or something? Like, what happened here?
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Indeed.
Then, Evolution is in the locker room preparing for tonight. Triple H tells Batista to finish Rollins so he doesn't have to, so he doesn't make it to Payback.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to, the plan, I guess, for Evolution is to just take out the Shield one by one.
And Batista's going to
have an opponent.
And Batista's going to do it all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Solo Beardista.
He got so excited at that notion.
He did.
Do it all by myself.
Orton gave him a hearty pat on the back, and then Triple H came out. Yeah.
Okay.
You go, Dave.
So that matches up next. Rollins makes his way to the ring solo. Triple H comes out and announces that he's the official ring announcer, and Randy Orton will be the special guest timekeeper during the match tonight. Kind of unfair.
Yeah.
At some point in my life, I really need to either intro a party or my place of work, like Rollins comes over the barricade.
Just
I just
want
to like monkey flip into everything that I do from now on. Like, hey, I'm ready to check out.
And I'm going to say, Triple H is a terrible ring announcer because he didn't even announce Seth Rollins into the ring.
Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty sure Orton
and
didn't.
And Orton didn't bell.
He didn't keep the time at all.
No.
He barely looked at the time.
He did. I didn't even see him have a watch.
No.
Or
he did
phone.
Ring the first bell, though.
Oh, he rang it.
He was very excited about
it. But it's not the time starter. It's the timekeeper.
I know.
Oh.
But
shameful.
To keep it fair, Rollins announces that Ambrose and Reigns get to be special guest commentators tonight, and that Brad Maddox approved it, so it's okay.
We were very confused up until they said, maybe a couple minutes in, that Brad Maddox had okayed it. Because we were like, how does Rollins call any kind of
like,
shots?
You don't own the company.
More importantly, even if Brad Maddox said, yeah, it's okay, couldn't Triple H, being the COO, say no?
Yeah.
It's but not okay.
I presumed he just didn't ask at that point.
Oh,
he just
okay.
was like, "Yeah, I can do that. I'm a GM." What?
Yeah.
I want to see like Seth Rollins filling out the forms to submit to Brad Maddox to ask to request guest commentators, and how ironclad that
the HR paperwork,
paperwork, and all that, whatever they need to fill out, contact information.
Yeah. I have to say, though, that Ambrose was especially hilarious on the commentator table.
Ambrose is awesome.
Yeah,
they just had him talk. He was outclassing the entire commentary team.
Absolutely.
And occasionally Roman Reigns would just speak in a sweet bass Barry White type voice with like one or two statements like, yeah.
Yeah.
Even when they cut to commercial, Ambrose was like.
But they called him out. I feel like one of the announcers said they're like, you can't be a guest commentator. You have to be unbiased. When is that?
That was JBL.
That was weird.
Well, yeah. JBL is
whenever
supposed
have a
to
guest
be
commentators,
a jerk face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly never true. But yeah, I think he was just saying that to be non-biased.
You're supposed to be unbiased there, Ambrose.
Anywho.
Moggle, why
tell
do you hold this? Tell him, Moggle.
Moggle. The match begins, and of course, towards the end of the match, everyone gets involved. It just ends up being a mess.
A pair six brawl.
Oh, man, it was a mess. When Ambrose went across the announcer tables and hit Orton over there at the ringkeeper area.
Yeah.
Timekeeper, I mean ring. Suddenly the circus.
The area where Orton was supposed to be the whole time.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. So I think Rollins won via DQ in this. Either that or there was a no contest.
Yeah.
I didn't really tell at the end.
Hard
but
to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a brawl. Batista was nearly triple power bombed, but Triple H intervene and everyone and Evolution just escaped.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we got to talk about that inside out Rollins.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it was just an elbow or something.
Yeah, it was just a back elbow by Batista and Rollins does a flip flop and flabadoo onto his head and face.
Flip flop and flabadoo.
That's flip flop and flabadoo.
The technical
it's
term.
A little known wrestling technical
term. A little known wrestling bump.
But yeah, that I mean, he could have broke his neck, it looked like. That was extreme.
His neck, spine.
Everything.
Head, knees, all of it.
It seemed dramatic for an elbow.
Yeah, for just a back elbow.
Batista's not known for that move or anything. So, but hey, I mean, it looked great. But I think they replayed it like three or four times.
Yeah.
Even the announcers were like, can we see that one more time?
The
that was
killer
crazy.
Back elbow of Big Dave. Don't let him, whatever you do, don't let Big Dave just stand there and hold his arm parallel to his body. Because you will get flip-flop and flabadooed.
So Flip-flop and flabadood all the way to the next match. Paige versus Alicia Flip-flop and flabadoo Fox.
Flip-fox and flabadoo?
Say that five times fast.
I can't. I can't even say it one time
fast.
That's
true. You really didn't get it out that one.
Flip-fox and flabadoo.
Yeah.
It was nice that we had a recap of what happened last week. Mm-hmm. We so rarely even hear what happened with the Divas division retrospect.
I thought you were being facetious at first.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm being serious.
So, I mean, I think it was worth it because Alicia Fox, we saw her...
Maybe her moment of her career.
Yeah. And it just continued on this week. First off, we had a really warm reception for Paige. Of course, she's from the UK, so they all loved seeing her.
She's from Norwich, I believe.
Yeah. Mm. And then, again, we had a very aggressive Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
Opened with a kick to the face.
Oh, yeah.
So that was stiff. The first move.
She looked stiff in, I think she was on Main Event last week, too.
Yeah, she was
and
main
she was
event.
Working real stiff there.
I'm becoming a huge fan of Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because...
it looks real. Like, it looks like she's actually pissed off at everyone.
Like, maybe she got fed up or I don't know. Some fans online were talking about how she used to have the title. And I'd kind of forgotten that she had been Divas
champion. I did, too.
And that run wasn't that significant is why.
No.
But this Alicia Fox, I hope she gets the title. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever. At least I want to see
her.
This continue.
Oh, yeah.
We all see her.
Yep.
So... Alicia ends up pinning the champion Paige and celebrates by first goes over the ref and then holds up her arm.
Yeah. Basically, like, mauls
him. Pushes the ref. And then she goes over to the announcer's table, starts, like, shaking the announcer's table, grabs Lawler's crown.
Yeah.
Then grabs a fan's beer and is like, nope, I don't want this. Gives it back. Walks over onto the barricade, grabs another fan's soda, pours it on herself.
After taking a sip.
Yeah.
And then just walks off.
I love it. I want to know what type of headwear she's going to steal from next week and who she's going to steal from.
Yeah. Michael don't wear any headgear.
Oh, what if we found out that he wears a toupee?
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
It grabs a hairpiece. And Michael's like, ah, my greatest
that
shame.
That hair is not a toupee. You don't buy that air. I love this. And King was, like, really concerned but not enough to get up.
Yeah.
He was just treat my crown knight. Give me that back.
I want my crown.
She was respectful enough to take off the crown before she poured the sword
true,
on herself.
True. That was good on her.
At least.
Definitely. Yeah. And her balance. She was just, like, walking around up there.
It's like a balance beam.
Yeah.
Good stuff from
like
Alicia
gymnast.
Fox.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
What do you think of her pinning Paige, though?
Good. That means they'll keep fighting.
Yeah.
And I want that to happen.
I kind of thought that was going to happen because I was like, oh, she's in her hometown, essentially.
Non-title.
Closest they're going to get there.
Yeah.
Non-title match. She's going to lose.
Yeah.
It was a nice surprise, and I agree with you. I'm hoping this becomes a title match, maybe at the pay-per-view or something. But the only sad note to this is that I still feel like Naomi was, like, at the cusp of being...
But Naomi can't get it from Paige. I could see Alicia maybe having a short title run and then Naomi taking it from her.
Yeah.
I think it's just unfortunate because Paige had to relinquish her NXT women's title.
Right.
So now, if she does lose the Divas title, she doesn't have it.
Naomi's too good. You can't keep her down.
Yeah.
She'll get it eventually.
So great in the ring.
Maybe when they're filming season 3, probably.
Yeah. She talks about wanting
Makes
it so
sense.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I wonder
don't
if
they all
would...
though.
Well, yeah, but she's never had it.
Some
yeah.
more than others.
I think everybody else has had it, haven't they?
Yeah.
Except for Cameron.
JoJo hasn't had it.
JoJo's not on the show.
Oh, I didn't.
That's Sarah season 1.
I'm so sorry. I stopped.
Although I think she's still at the Full Sail.
Oh, she's still at NXT?
Yeah, they just took her off the show.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
She wasn't dramatic enough.
No.
You don't cause enough problems, JoJo.
Summer Rae causes a lot of problems, so if that's what they wanted, they got it.
Yeah.
You're too nice for reality television.
It's true. Have you seen Eve?
You have to be crazy to be on a reality show.
No, you're not wrong.
So... We get a Wyatt promo. Harper tells Cena he's playing a dangerous game Bray calls the Usos dominoes because they will fall. And you're looking real weird right now.
I was just doing the best Luke Harper that I could.
That's the way that Orton looks at Kathy.
Oh!
Am I right?
I am so sorry, Kathy.
Anyways.
So, beat the clock match. Mark Henry versus Ziggler.
Yes, thank you. So, Mark Henry versus Dolph Ziggler. Last beat the clock match of the night. Dolph almost wins with a zigzag, but not enough time. Mark Henry tried to stall it, I don't know. It was kind of, there was an awkward moment when, like, Mark Henry looked like he was going to win, but he, like, waits to pin Ziggler, and then Ziggler kicks out. He, like, let, like, 3 or 4 seconds go. I just feel like Ziggler would have been better about if he, you know, he was the one that had to slow things down. He would have, like, done something that, like,
filled the time.
More meaningful, filled the time.
And another thing that I noticed is everyone that was in an in-set interview for these Beat the Clock things didn't win their match.
Yeah, ADR.
Ziggler and Henry didn't win their match.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that last one.
So don't do insets, wrestlers. Okay. You're dooming yourself.
It's just in.
That was a really funny thing with Ziggler, and he's like talking, and then Mark Henry just walks up and he's like.
What? Mark Henry shows up, makes a face, walks away, and then Ziggler makes a smelly face, which led me to think, did Henry.
Had bad breath or BO.
Oh, I thought he farted. Just silent but deadly. He showed up, farted, smiled, and left.
SBD?
Yeah.
Either way, I was glad, even though this match didn't go the way that I wanted it to, I wanted either of these guys to win more than RVD, to be honest.
Yeah,
me too. Just because we haven't seen a lot of Henry or Ziggler on TV lately.
Yeah.
I mean, we had when Hugh Jackman came, I think is the last time we saw Ziggler.
So you really think that RVD is going to take the IC title, though?
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
We already saw him lose to Barrett to... So Barrett got the belt. Yeah. I don't need to see that rematch.
I don't know. Seems
Sorry,
weird.
Mr. Van Dam, but no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they feel like it solidifies Barrett more to have him go up against RVD since he's more of a legend. But
I don't know how long RVD is going to be around.
Yeah, I think he's on another 3 month.
So I think they're trying to use him as much as possible.
Makes sense.
So RVD wins the challenge. He comes out to talk about it, but gets blindsided by the IC champ. Bad News Barrett comes out, bull hammers him from the back. There's a lot of B words. he says that he's got some bad news for RVD. There's no way he's going to win at Payback.
And something about Greenwich Mean Time.
Oh, because they set the time for... Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like all of them got it.
Yeah.
We didn't get it because we're stupid Americans.
I understood, but it just seemed out of nowhere for whatever reason.
No, he was playing to his audience. He knew who he was talking to.
And it's a time. He was a beat the clock. And
oh, okay.
He was making a joke.
Yeah, it was like a
what
topical.
A good joke it was.
I think we're -7, by the way. I think that's where we fall in the world.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Time for bad news.
Yeah, I didn't. He said, yeah, there's... This Englishman will... Wait, oh, there's no way that this Englishman will lose to a bloody yak, which I meant to look up what a bloody yak looks like.
Bloody yank.
Yank.
Oh, did he say yank? Oh, well, I know what that is.
A bloody yak.
As punishment, shouldn't you say it in your Bad News Barrett voice?
Oh, well, I thought it was yak, so now I ruined the whole thing.
No. Bloody yank.
Where is Adam Rose from?
Australia.
South Africa.
Oh, South Africa. I'm sorry. I'm totally dead wrong. And you are kind of correct.
Like Australia, except not.
I don't know. They
both sound a little weird.
Wild animals, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
that's where the bloody yaks are.
South Africa.
Yak hunting. Adam Rose is so good in his role, I totally forgot he was Leo Kruger.
Yeah.
And he was from South Africa. That makes... Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In ring, Renee Young from Canada interviews Adam Rose from South Africa. He and his party people come down to the ring. Renee asks Rose what it means to be a rosebud, and he responds saying, "It's not being a lemon."
Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying.
Oh, so clear.
The bunny does some breakdancing, and then Zeb Coulter and Swagger come out. Zeb calls them all vermin. and asks when the last time they had been tested was. Zeb asks Adam Rose to settle their differences tonight. Them two in the ring right now. But that does not happen. Ooh. Chaos ensues. Rose ends up beating down Swagger. And then Zeb and Swagger retreat.
Oh, the gimmick was over in this crowd because they kept chanting his song.
They were singing it.
They were doing that into Harper and Cena.
Well, yeah.
It just kept going.
It was great.
The party truly did not stop.
It did not stop.
I'm glad.
Party time all the time, every single match.
I'm happy they added the Hamburger Man.
They had him last week.
I'm just saying, I'm glad that he was added.
It was a different Hamburger Man.
Well,
I think it was an hamburger.
Cheeseburger. Man. Yeah.
Captain America.
Oh,
Frankenstein's bride woman.
That he asked to be a doctor.
Yeah, that he asked to be a doctor. Wow, that's a Mad Lib of a sentence.
Yeah.
Oh God.
She was definitely a part of the party crew, though.
Oh yeah. God. Yes.
It made me miss my green hair.
Oh, the most exotic of the Exotic Express.
Unfortunately, Smiley was not there this week.
Yeah.
They didn't fly him to London.
Boo. Well, you can't fit that big yellow suit on a plane.
Check it.
No, he never takes it off.
Oh. He never
party
takes it
time
off.
All the time.
Yeah.
He's a lemon.
He has a little lemon.
Until there's an Air Exotic Express, this will be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That'll Air Express?
We miss you, Smiley.
Yeah.
I don't know you, Smiley, but I miss you,
drive the
too.
Bus across the ocean.
Ooh. Yeah, that happens.
Bus boat! Oh, man. Party bus boat.
Yeah.
Happy.
Speaking of yellow things, Hogan will be on SmackDown.
Sure, that's a yellow thing or not a bright orange thing.
Well, you know, yellow and red and orange.
The real American is going to Europe.
Yay.
What? I wonder what's going on with that.
I guess he's not a real American. Well, but his song is a real.
Is he going to be on Legends House next season?
Oh.
That would be.
I would love nothing more.
That's good. Good casting. He's no stranger to reality TV. So.
Since they have him back, yeah, it would make sense.
I love this season of Legends House.
I only watched that one episode, but it made me so sad.
Oh. It gets better.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's not the message that I picked up from Legends House. It doesn't get better. That's what I picked
all
up from Legends
House.
All you
have to do is focus on how positive Hillbilly Jim is, and
no,
all will be well.
He is actually the shimmering star of that group.
He's like Diamond Dallas Page, only larger, and can't wear a shirt with a neck.
That's
it's
true.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Well,
sorry about that.
Hogan will be on SmackDown, and so will Bo Dallas.
Hey.
Get another Bo package.
Oh, what if they're in a segment together?
Bo
says, am I the only one excited about that?
Bo says to Bo leave in yourself, and it's Bo time.
Bo-a-mania.
Eh? A lot of Bo play words.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see him
he's a bona fide wrestler.
Yeah!
I said on our NXT show that I want his finisher to somehow involve, like, a flying elbow.
Ah!
Something.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
What was he doing in NXT? I didn't really catch Bo Dallas much.
I mean.
Did he have a good finisher down there?
Yeah.
Not to my recollection.
He was the NXT champion for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just didn't.
Lost it to Adrian Neville.
Yeah. I could be dead wrong. So sorry, NXT fans. But I'm not quite sure if Bo had an established finisher. I think
he tried
out a couple and they just kind of petered away.
And so Tyson Kidd is going to go for the title?
Yep. Against Adrian Neville.
That's the next NXT TakeOver.
Yes.
The 29th.
It's going to be good.
I like Tyson Kidd in the ring. I mean, Neville. As well.
Oh, yeah.
But.
No, they're going to throw down.
Yeah,
and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of jumping. A lot of jumping.
Yeah. So,
main
we
event.
Have the main event. Cena comes out. Usos join him. Wyatt's interrupt. Say, London, we're here. You want to do a better voice?
London, we're here.
Cue iPhones.
Boom, 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 boom.
They make their way to the ring. And then I didn't take good notes for this match because it was too good. It was a real good match.
It was so good.
The crowd was chanting, "This is awesome." Rowan ends up assaulting Cena at the very end of the match, so Cena wins via DQ. But before that, just everyone was involved, even though...
Everyone got Sister Abigail'd.
I mean, Harper did a Uso-type move when he flew through the middle rope onto Cena about halfway through. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I want to say he's the largest, in terms of length, guy to ever do a suicide dive. Because he's 6'9".
Yeah.
It's between him and Undertaker.
Taker, I was about to say, is the only other one. Yeah.
Bray tried to attack Cena at one point, and then Cena ducked, and Bray went over the top rope, flew out of the ring. It was intense.
Yeah.
There was a lot of action.
Yeah, the Usos were flying off the barricades over near the entrance ramp. I mean, there's so many great... You're right.
So many great spots, yeah.
Chaos. Chaos, and it was awesome.
Two Sister Abigails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was...
One after another, just boom, boom.
Post-match, Bray does another Sister Abigail on Cena, and then the Wyatts carry Cena up the ramp. Bray starts singing. He's got the whole world in his hands while Harper counts to 10.
Yeah,
the swaying of the crowd at the end there. I mean, just was so great. It made me wish I was in that crowd.
Everyone in the audience, just like swaying back and forth, so into it.
Loved it.
So good.
We should move. Let's move
to London.
Let's move to England.
Maybe just once a year.
Yeah,
I guess you
once
could.
A year for 12
months. So a vacation, you mean, right? That's what that means, right?
Is that what they call it?
I want a vacation in London twice a year for 6 months each.
Now you're talking.
Mario.
Don't think about it.
No, I already did.
So that wraps up our Raw recap. Great Raw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fun stuff.
I can't wait for Payback.
A lot of non-finishes, but it got me excited for the special event / pay-per-view, whatever we're calling it.
Yeah. They actually, Justin Roberts called it a pay-per-view tonight on the show. So now,
2 weeks away from that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Gearing up.
We have a lot more matches to be announced. So
yes.
They still haven't really filled it
And we still need to find out what happens with the World Heavyweight Championship.
I think they're also trying to figure out what matches, just because they don't know what shape Daniel Bryan will be in and what they're going to do with the title. So it will be interesting to hear what they decide to do.
Fingers crossed. Rooting for D-Bry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
speedy
man.
Recovery. No matter whether he has the title or not, I hope that everything is healthy.
Yeah. So let us know your thoughts on tonight's Raw in the YouTube comments. Unfortunately, the AfterBuzz TV website is down, so there's no opportunity to watch live this week. But you can check our show out on YouTube, as I already said. iTunes should be up soon once the website is back and running. So leave us comments on YouTube. Tweet us your thoughts. Where can we find you?
You can find me, Eric Barnes, at ThatEricBarnes on Twitter. For comedy and for wrestling stuff, feel free to tweet at me.
Dale?
I am The Walking Dale on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find Johnny and I on Wrestling Compadres on Nerdist.com at Wrestling Buds. And I'm also cooking up some dishes on YouTube.com/DishingOnMovies.
Cool. Well, thanks for being here this week. You can find me on Twitter at Catherine Kelly. You can find all of us here on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. Until next week, we will see you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.